Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Kicking things off this week is the release of Firefox version 148, which is already making waves in the browser world. Mozilla has focused this release heavily on enhancing user choice and giving us more control over AI-related features. The headline feature, something many users will appreciate, is a comprehensive AI kill switch that lets you selectively disable every one of Firefox's AI capabilities. Whether it's translation, tab grouping suggestions, or any AI chatbot integration, you now decide exactly what runs in your browser. Mozilla's taken a strong stance, making it clear that future browser updates won't sneakily re-enable any AI features you've previously switched off. On top of that, we're getting major security improvements. Trusted Types and the Sanitizer API have both been implemented, aimed at closing down a big slice of browser vulnerabilities. There's also better support for the WebGPU API, continuing Mozilla's push towards more advanced graphics and computational abilities in browsers. For users who've worried about AI quietly operating in the background of their daily browsing, this release is a welcome shot of digital autonomy. It's an approach that seems to understand where the winds are blowing, as more people demand ways to control technology, not just use it. Next, we're looking at a big leap forward in cloud performance. Google's just unveiled their new N4A series, powered by their Axion ARM64 processors. The performance benchmarks really stand out, outperforming last-generation Ampere Ultra processors, as well as AMD EPYC and Intel Xeon rivals. What's compelling here is how these instances squeeze out more processing power while slashing costs, with a competitive rate set at $0.71 an hour. That pricing positions Google Cloud N4A as a real challenger, not just on raw numbers, but as a smart, cost-effective option for startups and enterprises looking to move demanding workloads off-premises. As companies shift towards greener, more powerful infrastructure, it's more than just a silicon change, it's part of a bigger picture in cloud competition. Let's pivot over to a truly impressive advance in chip manufacturing, with ASML breaking another barrier in extreme ultraviolet or EUV lithography light sources. If you're not familiar, ASML are the Dutch company powering nearly every bleeding-edge chip foundry worldwide, and their latest innovation is a leap from 600 watts to a 1000-watt EUV light source. In practice, this means faster chip manufacturing, as more energy allows for significantly shorter exposure times. This jump is achieved by ramping up the number of tin droplets used in their light generation process, a fine example of relentless engineering improving output and lowering costs for fabs. ASML claims they're targeting throughput of around 330 silicon wafers per hour by the end of the decade, which is astonishing, and cements ASML's place as a linchpin for global semiconductor manufacturing. The knock-on effects for consumer technology, from smartphones to AI accelerators and beyond, are difficult to overstate. We're likely staring at a future where chip scarcity is less of a pinch point, unlocking further innovation throughout the digital ecosystem. On the privacy and social trust front, Discord has made an interesting move. They've ceased working with their age verification partner, Persona. This comes after vocal backlash from users wary about submitting personal documents to third-party verifiers, especially as questions swirl about data retention and potential misuse of private information. Discord's decision highlights a wider challenge. How can platforms balance their need to comply with regulations, like keeping underage users safe, with the deeply held privacy expectations of their community? It's a debate far from settled, but Discord's move shows that user trust remains a core asset for any digital platform striving for long-term success. In Australia's cybersecurity space, there's fresh momentum after the Australian Signals Directorate, or ASD, debuted the Azul open-source malware analysis platform. Azul isn't just another tool. It's built with modern programming languages and leverages Kubernetes infrastructure, meaning it's scalable, resilient, and ready for real-world incident response. For analysts and reverse engineers, Azul is a force multiplier, coming at a time when cyber threats continue to evolve rapidly, not just in Australia but on the global stage. By making it open source, the ASDs essentially equipped the public and private sectors alike, encouraging a more collaborative approach to national defense. It's proof that governments can help raise broader cybersecurity standards by sharing their best tools rather than locking them away. Switching gears, let's talk about the dynamics of AI and identity. Particularly in unexpected corners of society like agriculture, there's been a fascinating development. In Mason County, a region under the microscope for tech expansion, local landowners have begun turning down enormous cash offers from data center developers. Rather than selling out, they're choosing to protect their land's cultural and agricultural identity, resisting the temptation of short-term financial gain offered by the tech sector. This isn't just a small-town story. It signals a widening gap between technological promise and lived community values. As Kramer time becomes increasingly entwined in every part of the economy, these choices force us to reconsider how personal and cultural identities are safeguarded. It raises hard questions about the price of progress, and whether technology can respect the identities of the very societies it seeks to transform. In the world of gaming, Microsoft has kicked off a new chapter by promoting Asha Sharma as its new gaming division chief. Sharma, whose background bridges emotional storytelling and deep community engagement, outlined a vision where narrative and belonging continue to matter just as much as technical innovation. Notably, Sharma is signaling a cautious, almost skeptical attitude towards AI's role in creative processes, emphasizing that technology should support, not supplant, human originality. Her vision matches a growing trend across creative industries, building tools that elevate artists and players rather than automating away their unique personal expression. This could mean future Xbox games that are smarter and more adaptive, but fundamentally still crafted around the idea that games are about connection and community. Market watchers have had their eyes glued to the boards, as massive volatility has shaken tech stocks again, with AI front and center in the debate. A research note from Citrini ignited further turmoil, citing escalating risks of AI-induced job losses and unpredictable economic waves. The prospect of widespread, rapid automation has investors worried about everything from unemployment to sudden shifts in corporate value. In the past week alone, entire sectors have seen billions wiped from their capitalizations as the market reacts to every scrap of news about automation and AI ethics. While some hail AI as an engine for economic boom and productivity, it's clear there's still substantial uncertainty, especially around how quickly society at large can adapt to sudden technological change. For business leaders, workers, and policymakers alike, there are urgent decisions ahead about how to share the benefits and cushion the inevitable disruption. So what does this week's news tell us about the future of technology and society? First, there's growing recognition that user autonomy, especially in relation to AI and data, is now table stakes for software providers. Mozilla's AI controls and Discord's privacy rethink are just the surface of a deeper shift where users expect real choice, not just a menu of necessary evils. Second, the drama playing out in chip manufacturing and cloud infrastructure is injecting fresh urgency into the pace of innovation, making it both more accessible and more competitive. ASML's EUV breakthrough could soon make high-performance chips cheaper and easier to build, fueling the next generation of everything from AI to smartphones and self-driving cars. Third, as industries from agriculture to video games reckon with the cultural effects of rapid digital growth, there's renewed debate about what we gain or lose in pursuit of progress. The choices of Mason County landholders say as much about the future as any chip fab or algorithm. Progress is always personal and social, never just technological. Finally, the shakeups in tech markets and boardrooms serve as an uncomfortable reminder. No new tool arrives without consequences, for businesses or for workers. AI's promise of restless innovation continues to fuel excitement and anxiety alike, and there are few signs the rollercoaster will slow down soon. The through line connecting all these developments is a challenge for everyone listening. As technology grows, how do we ensure it aligns with our values, our identities, and our sense of fairness? From AI browser controls to open source security platforms, each story this week shows that the real headline is not just technological speed, but the negotiation between progress and control. The tech we build, the chips we design, and the platforms we trust are shaping not just our economy, but the very boundaries of who we are as individuals and as communities. As we head into another week of rapid innovation, staying informed, demanding choice, and protecting our personal and cultural identities becomes more important than ever. Thanks for listening.